The Office of Personnel Management cybersecurity upgrades to the Employee Express portal is leaving many federal employees frustrated and confused. They're wondering about the lack of communication from OPM about its plans to fix the problems as open season gets underway. In his weekly feature, Inside the Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about the breakdowns during a critical time of the year. So, Jason, it sounds like it's Christmas time and the store is undergoing renovations.
At the very least, it's going under renovations. If not, it's partially closed sometimes when you think it should be open to buy those presents. This is a frustrating thing for a lot of employees, and you can see it, Tom, on the OPM's Facebook page. I just went there to see what was there, and there was a dozen or more comments going, basically just going, what's going on here? Why isn't this working? And I think that's the key here. Why isn't it working? Not so much that they did cybersecurity upgrades to this portal, which is used by something like 80, 90 different agencies, including education, interior, state, transportation, GSA, NARA, and the Securities and Exchange Commission to update their tax withholdings, healthcare coverage, thrift savings plans with, you know, withholdings. They do all their kind of personnel stuff through this one portal, and it's just not working well right now.
So are people getting slow response, or they can't finish a transaction that they're trying to complete? What form does this bad service take?
So I think it's twofold. The first one is that because OPM and they work through the Interior Department here, and Tom, tell me if that sounds a little familiar here. OPM system hosted by the Interior Department. Where have we heard that before?
Oh yeah, we've heard that before.
Like I don't remember where.
Like the big
may
reach
have
last summer,
here.
Huh? Yeah, wow.
Just last summer, exactly. So Interior and OPM worked together. They did these cybersecurity upgrades. No one can argue that the cybersecurity upgrades are not important. They modernized hardware. They fixed database platforms. They added more encryption, stronger encryption. And all that's causing feds now, when they log on for this first time, because many don't need to log on very often, to say, okay, I need to change my password. Well, now when they go to change their password or update their password or whatever they're going to do, they have problems. So then they have to call the help desk. Well, the help desk couldn't handle the volume of calls that they were getting, so they were pushed online. Well, they're pushed online, and it's not clear how to quite do it online, or it's not working online because they don't have a password, so they have to go back to the help desk, which can't handle the volume of calls. You see the circle we're going in now? I was told by an OPM spokesman that the help desk is receiving three times as many calls as typical. And they just, from what I can tell, and again, I don't see the intranet, I only see the extranet, the landing page. There's no message, no communication about the slow times, about the challenges they're having. Now, maybe on the intranet there is, but again, looking at the Facebook page of OPM and what federal employees have commented, there's no sign that there is that either. Usually, Tom, with, 10 complainers, you get one person who's the rational one who goes, well, they did tell us it's going to be tough. They did put a note there. I haven't seen any comments like that.
And of course, as you report, only 95% of federal employees make no changes during that open season. But if 5% do, that could be 200,000 or 300,000 people going to that site. Plus, we don't know how many just check before they decide to not make changes. So there's definitely a load now, correct?
There's definitely a load down. And the other piece of this, Tom, is the self plus one option. That is a new option for this open season. A lot of feds are making those changes, especially people who've been in government for 30 years or more, who maybe the kids have moved out and it's just them and their spouse or they're looking to get a cheaper plan. So now they are checking it out. Now they are spending more time on the portal, and now they do need more help to decide or make changes. So it seems like two things came together here, kind of the if you will, the perfect storm cliche works well. They made cyber changes, causing employees to have to do something more different. And then also more employees are coming because it's open season and because of the self plus one option.
We're speaking with Jason Miller, Federal News Radio's executive editor. So what is OPM saying they're going to do about it? Because open season runs, another few weeks?
Right. So I think part of the problem here is that lack of communication. Let me just tell you my own personal story. We got a heads up from a listener who said, hey, you may want to check into this. So I emailed OPM with 4 or 5 straightforward questions. They came back to me with something that I was like, oh, first they point me to Interior. And I said, well, I'm pretty sure this is an OPM thing, but I'll reach out to Interior because you told me to. I reach out to Interior. I get an email back from OPM, says, oh, we'll answer your questions. So right then and there, it's left hand, right hand, what's going on? I ask some questions. I ask for an interview. I get a decent response, but a response that led to more questions. So I ask more questions. And then I finally got some actually real good answers. And one of the things that the OPM spokesman told me was they are doing several different things. So number one is they are working with their employee user group, and they decide to temporarily discontinue the use of the phone-in help desk and divert all resources to the Employee Express email help desk. Now, the email help desk can process almost three times the number of email tickets than the phone-in help desk, and that's going to help them, you know, assist more people. So that's number one. Number two is they extended the hours of that help desk operation by 4 hours a day. So even with the increased outcome, they can and pushing more people to the web, they still are taking up to 3 days to turn around responses. So instead of 24 hours, it's up to 72 hours. And I think that's where that frustration comes in from the employees as well. Now, finally, the spokesman says, listen, employees who need assistance, we have an email set up on our website for them to email directly to OPM, and they can find that on federalnewsradio.com.
All right, so they have some workarounds anyway until they can actually get the fundamental problem fixed.
Well, they, at least they're trying to deal with the problem, but part of this is a communication breakdown as well. How is OPM talking to these employees whether or not they are doing something? I don't think anyone knows that they were pushing people to the email help desk. There's still Facebook comments that says, I was on hold for an hour and a half, for an hour and 45 minutes, and then they disconnected me. I went online to change something. They told me I had to call. So then I called, and I was on hold for an hour. What is OPM doing to communicate that they are improving and they are making changes? Listen, Tom, this is a frustration that continues to kind of turn back to OPM, and I'm not sure why they the understanding they have two things going on here. It's important cybersecurity changes and a very busy time of the year, a non-typical open season. Why weren't they prepared? Again, it's a question I'm not sure we know the answer to.
All right, so I guess you'll stay on top of this one until something does resolve, but in the meantime, Beth Cobert's got her work cut out for her.
Absolutely, and I think that what's going to happen here is if the frustration level does grow, obviously we're going to our friends on Capitol Hill, and then we'll get involved, and that will actually kind of help grease the wheel, if you will, or get some of that sand out of the gears to make the gears function a little better.
And Jason, while we have you speak, and also we have been talking about the Interior Department's Business Center, you have another item this morning at federalnewsradio.com that a private sector company, Savantage Financial, has complained about Homeland Security moving its financial management to the Shared Services Center at Interior.
Correct. Now, this is really a long continuing saga, Tom, about DHS and their financial management trying to move to a modernized system, consolidate it, not consolidate it. But basically what Savantage is doing, and this is a key piece here to the shared services initiative across the government, because Savantage is suing DHS to say, you have violated the Competition and Contracting Act, you have violated the federal acquisition regulations by not competing this work with all those that are able to be competed. By going directly to a shared service center, you've not done what you're supposed to do. And they actually, interesting enough, this lawsuit has been going on now for the better part of 18 months. They won one round, they lost a round, and now they're with the Court of Federal Appeals in the third round of this long fight. And I think one of the things that this is a bigger picture, Tom, is what industry's role in the shared services initiative that OMB is now pursuing very aggressively. It's not exactly clear what their role is. Many times OMB says, oh, it's all about support. They can support the federal shared service centers. But I'm not sure that is enough for industry, or the shared service centers can't do everything by themselves. So industry has to get involved to move agencies more quickly to new financial management systems. Now, the history here is not good. You know, vendors have not been successful, you know, more times than not to move agencies toward a new financial management system. And I think that's why they're moving, focusing on the federal folks. But at the same time, there are competition rules that they're running up against. So this is why this is a much more interesting, discussion than just DHS versus Savantage, which is upset with their process.
There's also a little bit of, irony here, because when it comes to cloud, which is a shared service in some sense, the push is toward commercial clouds as they try to reduce data centers. And yet when it comes to an actual software as a service that might be offered by a private company, then the shared services is staying in-house with the government.
And I think you're right. I think
by policy.
Right, by policy, right. And what's interesting is, and this was pointed out to me from an industry friend who was very close to the shared services environment, they said there's actually OMB's own policy back from 2013 says that agencies should consider all alternatives. So that includes commercial and private sector as well as government. And what's happening, according to this source, is they're not considering it. They're going straight to the government financial shared services providers, which obviously is not living up to the policy that OMB wrote, but is also what they believe is short-sighted. And now Congress is getting involved, because in the DHS appropriations bill for 2016, lawmakers actually wrote in a provision to have the Government Accountability Office do a review of DHS's plans and consider whether a private sector is less costly than the public sector.
And, of course, the issue of keeping up the service-level agreements, that's a problem, because we're seeing how Interior is treating OPM right now.
Well, I think it's a separate issue. That's not a shared service. That's just a database issue. But you're right. I think there are a lot of questions about service-level agreements. What happened? How do you get your data out? How do you change? Who's paying for upgrades? How do the shared service providers on the federal side even have money for upgrades? Because as we know, they can't charge more than what it's costing them to do the work. And in any business, you got to make a profit so you can reinvest that money to continue to grow and continue to provide better, more efficient and effective services. That has to be changed as well. And I think that's where industry sees an opening, because the law has to be changed. The chances of it being changed isn't great. So that's why I think industry believes they can play a bigger role in this initiative.
Jason Miller is executive editor here at Federal News Radio. As always, great report.
My pleasure.